All right, Chairman Austin Lowes is with us from the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa, and good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, sunny day, and not much to complain about. Hopefully, things are going good over there too.
Things are going really well. We just finished up our fish stocking efforts for the year, so and then most of us are getting ready for hunting season over here.
Lots of renovations too. How'd that go?
Yeah, the renovations are going well. As I've talked about you in previous interviews, we've been renovating the exterior of our flagship property in Sault Ste. Marie, along with renovating all the hotel rooms. And in addition to that, we're also renovating our restaurant space, and we're going to be leasing that out to the Black Rocks franchise from downstate.
This government shutdown affecting you guys at all on the on the tribal level?
It's expected to if it drags out. Short term, too early to know. We have our team monitoring it, so we're just crossing our fingers, doing the best we can.
What is it that, I mean, is it to the Bureau of Indian Affairs or what is the possible problem?
Just funding. We get funding from various different departments to help fund tribal operations, and if those departments, aren't operational because of a government shutdown, it will have an impact on us long term.
Well, the fish don't know if there's a government shutdown or not, especially the ones that you stocked. So tell me a little about the program. We've talked about this before, Austin. People may not know it's something that the tribe does.
Yeah, so we've had a fish stocking program since the 90s. In the 90s, we purchased some property and put in some walleye ponds. And since that time, we've released about 20 million walleye into the ceded territory. Also, since about 2018, we started a similar program for whitefish. So last year, we released about 50,000 whitefish fingerlings into different waterways. This year it was looking like it was just over 100,000, so we're getting better with those techniques. But for both species, it's something that we're really proud of. There's a lot of misconceptions that Native Americans tribes, take more from the fisheries than they put in because of nets and whatnot, but that couldn't be further from the truth. As mentioned, 20 million walleye we put in.
Well, you and I've also talked about fishing rights, and that may also be misunderstood by some.
So the Sioux tribe was signatories to the 1836 Treaty of Washington, which, along with the other signatories to that treaty, we ceded over 14 million acres of land. And when our ancestors ceded that property, we didn't get a reservation in exchange for it. The guarantees that were given to us that we can continue living here and using the land to meet our way of life, basically. So that includes hunting, fishing. So that's why we have slightly different hunting seasons, slightly different fishing seasons. But although we're able to get a larger bag limit than non-tribal members, we have a natural resource department that busts its butt with the fish stocking program and other research that they're doing, just to ensure that we have the animals for the next seven generations.
Well, and indeed, it's not in your best interest as a people to deplete the land.
Exactly. And those fish that we put back in the waterway, those are free for everyone to catch, tribal members and non-tribal members alike.
And the last question is just describe how your department does this and what staffing you have. It's almost like your own DNR.
Yeah, it pretty much is. So, there's a lot of different tribes that have natural resource departments, but I think ours is the best. And as far as how this program operates, we get fish, we extract the eggs, we fertilize them, we raise them in our hatchery until they're a certain size, and then we release them in the ponds until they get even bigger. Once they're big enough to capture, we put a chemical in the ponds that agitates them, and then they swim into some nets that we have placed at different locations. Once we get them, we weigh the water with the fish, and then we get the approximate weight per fish so we know how many we catch. And then we release them at different places within the St. Mary's River. So, like I said, it's something that we're super proud of. At one time, they estimated that about 50% of the walleye that were caught in the St. Mary's River were actually our fish.